Before sunrise, you step into wet grass or frozen dirt. Either way, the sheep are already testing you. Heat presses down and parasites work quietly, or cold clamps hard and feed disappears faster than planned. Sheep do not care about good intentions. They respond to weather, pressure, and mistakes. On a small homestead, sheep are not romantic. They are a daily decision loop: shade or shelter, water or hay. Watch closely or lose one overnight. In hot, humid ground, wool traps heat and turns survival into a fight. In cold country, wool saves lives but demands feed, shelter, and cash you cannot fake. Miss one detail and the loss is fast. This is not about breeds you like. It is about systems you can hold together when tired, broke, or stretched thin. The wrong sheep will punish you slowly. The right sheep will disappear into routine. That is the difference between constant stress and quiet control. Chapter 1. Heat, humidity, and survival. Hair sheep in hot, wet ground. You are not choosing sheep first. You are choosing weather. In hot, humid regions, the environment sets the rules before you ever buy an animal. Heat hangs in the air. Rain comes hard and often. Grass grows fast, then rots. Parasites thrive. Sheep either fit this reality or they die inside it. Hair sheep exist because wool fails here. Wool traps heat. It holds moisture. It creates a warm, damp layer against skin that never truly dries. In this climate, that becomes a liability. Sheep overheat quietly. They stop grazing early. They stand in shade longer than they should. Their breathing changes. If you miss the signs, heat stress takes them before disease ever shows up. Hair sheep shed instead of being shorn. Their coats thin out as temperatures rise. Air reaches the skin. Rain runs off instead of soaking in. You are not scheduling shearing crews or worrying about timing a cut between storms. That labor disappears. What replaces it is vigilance. Heat stress is only the first pressure. Parasites are the real war. Warm, wet ground never resets. There is no winter kill. Barber poleworm lives in the soil and the grass year-round. Lambs pick it up early. Adults carry it longer than you expect. A healthy-looking sheep can collapse fast if you are not watching. You cannot manage parasites the way cold climate books describe. Rotational grazing is not optional. Stocking rates must stay lower than feels comfortable. Pastures need rest, even when grass looks abundant. Overgrazing does not look dramatic here. It looks green until the worm load explodes. You learn to read animals instead of calendars. You watch eyelids for color. You track body condition by hand, not by eye. You keep records even when it feels tedious. Dewormers are tools, not solutions. Use them wrong and resistance locks in fast. Use them late and the sheep does not recover. Water is not just hydration, it is temperature control. Sheep drink more in heat, but they also cool through evaporation. Stagnant water breeds bacteria. Mud around troughs grows problems. You manage placement, drainage, and refill schedules because water failure shows up as stress before it shows up as illness. Shade matters more than shelter. Trees beat structures when possible. Moving shade keeps ground from turning into parasite soup. If you build, airflow matters more than walls. Open sides, high roofs, no trapped heat. You are not blocking wind, you are chasing it. Fencing defines success or failure. In hot regions, sheep graze selectively. They will hammer preferred plants and ignore others. Good fencing lets you move them before damage sets in. Weak fencing keeps them where parasites concentrate. Every day they stay too long increases the load. Predators exist, but in this chapter, they are secondary. Heat and parasites kill more sheep than teeth do. Guardian animals help, but they do not solve environmental pressure. Your system has to work even when everything feels normal, because losses come on normal days. Lambing in heat changes everything. Ewes tire faster. Milk production drops under stress. Lambs grow slower. You plan breeding around climate, not convenience. Off-season lambs cost more than they return. Timing mistakes follow you for months. You also accept that hair sheep are meat animals first. They do not produce wool income. You are trading fiber for survival. That trade only works if you keep them alive cheaply. Fancy facilities break budgets. Simple systems win. The labor profile surprises new homesteaders. You skip shearing, but you never skip observation. 5 minutes a day saves animals. Miss 3 days and you pay for it. Heat does not allow long weekends. Parasites do not wait. Failure usually comes from optimism. Too many sheep, too little rest. One missed check because everyone looked fine yesterday. In this climate, yesterday does not matter. Today is the test. If you accept that, hair sheep work. They blend into the landscape. They tolerate heat. They recover quickly when managed right. They reward discipline, not effort. By the end of the first season, you understand the truth. In hot, humid ground, sheep keeping is not about strength or gear. It is about attention. The land never gives you a break. You either stay ahead of it, or it catches you quietly. Chapter 2. Cold fiber and control. Wool sheep in long winters. You are not escaping pressure when you move north. You are changing its shape. Cold climate sheep systems replace heat stress with energy math. Every decision ties back to calories, shelter, and time. Winter does not forgive mistakes. It exposes them slowly, then all at once. Wool sheep exist because cold kills without insulation. Wool traps air. That trapped air holds body heat. In freezing conditions, that insulation keeps sheep alive through wind, snow, and long nights. Without it, energy loss accelerates fast. Hair sheep struggle here not because they are weak, but because physics wins. Cold starts as discomfort and ends as starvation if you misjudge feed. Sheep burn calories just to maintain body temperature. The colder it gets, the more feed disappears. You cannot eyeball this. You calculate it. You plan hay months ahead. You build margin because storms erase schedules. Hay becomes infrastructure. Storage matters as much as pasture does in warm regions. Wet hay molds, frozen bales waste feed. Poor stacking costs money and animal health. You are not just feeding sheep, you are protecting feed from weather, rodents, and rot. Grain is a tool, not a crutch. It fills energy gaps during deep cold or late gestation. Used wrong, it creates digestive problems. Used late, it fails to prevent weight loss. You learn timing. You learn restraint. You learn that feed mistakes echo for weeks. Shelter shifts from shade to defense. Wind strips heat faster than cold alone. A dry sheep in cold handles stress better than a wet sheep in mild weather. Bedding matters. Deep, dry bedding creates insulation from frozen ground. Moist bedding steals heat and invites disease. Barns solve problems and create new ones. Poor ventilation traps moisture and ammonia. Good airflow keeps animals dry without chilling them. You balance openings carefully. You watch condensation. You adjust as weather changes. Shelter is not a set-and-forget structure. Water becomes work. Frozen lines stop systems. Ice blocks access. Sheep drink less in winter, but dehydration still happens. Heated troughs help, but require power. Manual breaking costs time. Either way, water management becomes daily labor you cannot skip. Wool changes labor, not workload. Shearing is non-negotiable. Timing matters. Shear too early, and sheep face cold without insulation. Shear too late, and lambing becomes risky. You plan around climate, not calendar convenience. Hoof care changes too. Frozen ground wears hooves differently. Mud seasons soften them. Neglect shows up as lameness when movement matters most. Catching sheep in winter costs more effort. You plan handling days when weather allows. Parasites do not vanish, but they pause. Cold reduces pressure. This gives false confidence. When spring arrives, problems return fast. You do not abandon monitoring. You adjust frequency. Winter is a pause, not a cure. Predators change patterns in snow. Tracks show intent. Hungry animals push closer to barns. Deep snow slows sheep and helps predators. Guardian animals still matter. Fencing still matters. Cold does not remove risk. It shifts timing and approach. Lambing in cold demands control. Newborns lose heat fast. Drafts kill. Wet lambs fail. You manage timing tightly. Many cold climate systems lamb later to avoid worst conditions. Early lambing costs labor, stress, and losses unless you have strong infrastructure. Wool becomes both asset and liability. It provides insulation and potential income. It also requires handling, storage, and market access. Small homesteads rarely profit from wool alone. Fiber income supplements meat, not replaces it. You plan accordingly. Labor concentrates in seasons. Winter feeding is relentless. Summer feels lighter, but is spent preparing for cold. You cut hay, you repair shelter, you stack feed, you fix what winter broke last year. Cold climate systems reward planners, not improvisers. Beginner failure often comes from underestimating feed. One bad winter empties storage early. Emergency hay costs more. Quality drops. Sheep lose condition. Recovery takes months. Some never recover. Another failure point is shelter shortcuts. A cheap structure that blocks wind but traps moisture does more harm than good. Sheep survive cold better than damp. Dry always beats warm. When done right, wool sheep feel steady. Winter routines settle in. Animals move slower but predictably. You trade constant parasite vigilance for seasonal intensity. Stress comes in waves, not daily drip. By the end of your first full winter, you learn the truth. Cold climate sheep keeping is about control. Control of feed, control of shelter, control of timing. You cannot muscle through winter. You prepare for it or it prepares you. Cold does not care about enthusiasm. It respects planning. And when spring finally breaks the ground, you see which decisions carried weight and which nearly cost everything. Chapter 3, Matching Sheep to Reality. Choosing the right system for your small homestead. By the time you reach Chapter 3, the patterns are clear. Heat kills slowly and invisibly. Cold kills in deliberate, relentless waves. Hair sheep survive in tropical or humid climates because they shed, resist parasites better, and tolerate daily environmental stress. Wool sheep survive in northern, cold climates because they trap heat, withstand snow, and require high input systems. Choosing the wrong type is not just inconvenient, it is a slow failure that compounds over weeks and seasons. The first factor is climate. You do not pick sheep based on aesthetics, tradition, or enthusiasm. You pick based on temperature, humidity, and seasonal variation. Caribbean or southern U.S. homesteads demand hair sheep. Daily highs over 90 degrees combined with constant moisture create a pressure cooker for wool. Every heat index spike makes wool a liability, and the longer your flock wears it, the more labor, stress, and risk you carry. In contrast, northern or Canadian homesteads need wool sheep to survive snow, ice, and sub-zero nights. Hair sheep in these regions lose body heat fast, even under heavy feed regimes. The first question you must ask is whether your climate is your ally or your enemy. Next comes labor. Hair sheep lighten your daily workload in hot regions. You do not shear them. You monitor parasites and water daily, but the work is distributed evenly across the season. Wool sheep concentrate labor seasonally. Winter feeding is intense, shearing is non-negotiable, bedding requires maintenance, and lambing demands vigilance in cold and drafty barns. A small homestead with limited hands must evaluate what can realistically be maintained. Can you commit 5 to 10 minutes daily for parasite checks, moving shade, and water maintenance in heat? Or can you commit hours each week during winter for feeding, bedding, and shelter checks in snow? Your labor capacity dictates your sheep choice as much as climate. Land and infrastructure follow labor. Hair sheep tolerate pasture imperfections, moderate fencing, and minimal shelter. Shade and water are enough to keep a flock alive. Wool sheep demand controlled pastures, windbreaks, deep bedding, barns, and backup systems for frozen water. On small acreage, the cost of infrastructure often dictates feasibility. Too many wool sheep on limited land can lead to feed shortages and overcrowding. Too few hair sheep in hot climates may not be cost-effective. Understanding your space, its limitations, and the environmental pressures is critical. Feed is another decisive factor. Heat brings grass, but parasites consume more than sheep in tropical regions. Rotational grazing and pasture rest are essential. In cold climates, feed is often scarce. Hay must be stored, grain may supplement, and miscalculations risk starvation. Both systems have their challenges, but they differ. One is daily vigilance, the other is seasonal planning. Match your ability to manage feed to the system that aligns with your environment. Predator pressure must be acknowledged. Tropical predators rarely operate under snow, but in heat and cover, they are active. Wolves, coyotes, and foxes appear in northern climates with seasonal hunger peaks. Guardian animals or fencing are necessary in both, but predator strategy changes depending on climate and terrain. Small homesteads cannot ignore this. Failure often starts at the edges of the property where monitoring lapses. Parasites and disease management form the invisible battleground. Tropical climates amplify barber pole worm and liver fluke risks year-round. Cold climates slow parasite life cycles, giving breathing room in winter, but leaving spring and summer vulnerable. Hair sheep require constant parasite vigilance. Wool sheep require fewer parasite interventions in winter, but cannot afford feed or bedding mistakes. Knowing these invisible forces guides decision-making more than breed preference does. Economics intersect with survival. Hair sheep offer meat-focused returns with lower input labor and minimal infrastructure. Wool income is possible but requires market access, processing, and labor for shearing. Wool sheep survive cold at high cost. Feed, storage, bedding, and labor all factor into the budget. Small homesteads often underestimate these costs. Calculating realistic inputs versus expected outputs is crucial. Survival is only the first step. Sustainability depends on balancing resources, labor, and return. Lambing cycles must align with climate and labor. Hair sheep in hot climates lamb during cooler months if possible, or risk high mortality. Wool sheep lamb in late winter or early spring, using barns to protect newborns. Misaligning lambing schedules leads to weak lambs, stressed ewes, and lost production. Planning breeding seasons around environmental stressors is a hard reality you cannot ignore. Long-term sustainability is a final, essential consideration. Hair sheep thrive on minimal infrastructure if you maintain vigilance. They reproduce reliably in heat and humidity, offering predictable returns. Wool sheep reward planning, labor, and resources. They survive severe winters but can fail catastrophically if feed, shelter, or labor fall short. You choose what risk profile fits your homestead. Small operations succeed by designing systems that match capacity, not ambition. The decision matrix comes down to climate, labor, land, feed, and sustainability. If your homestead faces daily heat, constant parasites, and high humidity, hair sheep dominate. They survive with minimal shearing, tolerate moisture, and reproduce reliably if you stay ahead of daily pressure. If your homestead endures sub-zero nights, snow, and prolonged winter, wool sheep dominate. They survive with insulation, careful feed, and barns, provided labor and resources are adequate. Anything outside these alignments increases stress, risk, and failure likelihood. Beginner mistakes are predictable. Choosing a wool breed in a southern region feels traditional or romantic, but introduces heat stress, parasite load, and labor pressure that exceed capacity. Choosing hair sheep in northern regions leaves animals exposed to cold and starvation. Both misalignments compound slowly before hitting the tipping point. Success is not accidental. It is a product of aligning sheep type with environmental and operational reality. Ultimately, your choice defines your homestead culture. Hair sheep systems train you to manage daily vigilance, to watch for subtle signs, and to react quickly. Wool sheep systems train you to plan ahead, to allocate resources carefully, and to survive concentrated seasonal labor. Both demand discipline, observation, and respect for the environment. Neither tolerates shortcuts. The final calculation is personal. Consider climate first. Measure labor realistically. Examine infrastructure and feed capacity. Evaluate your tolerance for daily versus seasonal pressure. Then pick sheep that match these parameters, not the breed you admire in a book or online. Choose wrong, and your flock suffers. Choose right, and your homestead operates quietly, reliably, and predictably. Sheep are not ornaments. They are survival instruments in your homestead ecosystem. Hair sheep or wool sheep, each system tests the operator. Daily decisions, seasonal pressure, and environmental reality determine outcomes. When you step into the barn, pasture, or shade, you are not imagining hardship. You are living it. The sheep respond only to what you provide: shade, feed, vigilance, and control. By the end of your first full year, the contrast is clear. One system punishes mistakes daily, the other punishes mistakes seasonally, but heavily. Both teach respect for the environment, discipline, and planning. Your homestead succeeds when your sheep fit the climate, your labor, and your land. They fail when you fit your ambitions to the sheep instead of the other way around. The wrong choice leaves stress that never ends. The right choice transforms daily grind into routine and routine into survival. In small homesteads, survival is not glamorous. It is gritty, hard, and precise. The reward is continuity. The cost of misalignment is measured in lost animals, lost time, and bitter lessons you cannot unlearn. The final question is not which breed is better. The final question is which breed your homestead can handle, under pressure, day after day, season after season.